Hello, everybody. Welcome back to another edition of Feet First. It's brought to you by the Foot and Ankle Centers, featuring Dr. Thomas Rappet and Dr. Paul Bishop. The Foot and Ankle Centers are located in both Yorkville and Morse, and they can also be found online at footandanklecenters.com. That's footandanklecenters.com online. Once again, we're joined today by a very knowledgeable physical therapist from the Foot and Ankle Centers in Yorkville, Nick Liberatore. He joins us once again here to discuss one of the most common foot ailments, plantar fasciitis. And Nick, how are we doing today?
Hey, great, Chris. Great to be with you. I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm doing good. Thank you very much. Some of our listeners out there may not be doing good. They have this condition called plantar fasciitis. And no matter how many times we visit this, it seems like this is one of the most common ailments that comes up here, especially as you get into my age group, of course. But it can also happen sometimes to people in younger groups. So first of all, I guess, explain for our listeners out there, if they've never heard of plantar fasciitis, what exactly it is.
Sure, Chris. Yeah, so as you mentioned, I think it's one of those conditions where if you haven't heard about it yet, chances are in your lifetime you'll either experience it or you'll have a loved one who has to deal with this condition. So basically, plantar fasciitis, typically it's an inflammatory condition, although at times there's not a tremendous amount of inflammation, but certainly very high levels of pain located on the undersurface of the foot, usually on the inside part of the bottom of the heel. And so typically what we see from folks is that it's something that comes on gradually over time. It's usually not any one specific instance, but this gradual creeping on of pain. And a lot of times it actually tends to be worst those first few steps out of bed in the morning, as well as standing up and walking after a period of inactivity, such as sitting for a long period of time. And it can be rather painful, sharp pain in the bottom of the foot. And unfortunately with this condition, once it really starts to rear its head, it usually is a daily chronic condition that folks are dealing with.
Okay. And what causes this over time? Is it lack of support in the bottom of the foot? Is it somebody's arches? Because every foot is different.
Exactly. So we do know that there are definitely some risk factors. So this does tend to affect women a little bit more than men. It tends to affect, as you mentioned, folks in their middle ages slightly more, but it can really happen in a variety of different conditions. Certainly, we know that folks who carry a little bit more weight are a little bit more likely to experience this condition. People who tend to be on their feet all day for work tend to be a little bit more affected. And certainly we know that there are factors such as proper shoes, orthotics. If we don't have good stability of the foot, that definitely seems to be a risk factor. And that's definitely something that we see quite a bit in physical therapy, along with other factors such as strength, flexibility, balance all come into play.
So what are the most effective treatment options? You mentioned orthotics is one of those things there, and I think some people probably have seen these maybe in their local drugstore. What are the best treatment options out there, or exercises?
Sure. So certainly working directly with Dr. Rappet and Dr. Bishop, so there are a number of things that they can do on their end. Obviously, the custom orthotics, potentially a variety of different types of injections or medication. And then from the physical therapy standpoint, we use a pretty wide variety, and it really will depend upon the specific presentation of the person, what exactly they're dealing with and what's contributing to the plantar fasciitis. But we really like using techniques like taping, cupping, dry needling, some of those interventions that can really calm down the restriction of the bottom of the foot, and then eventually building them up with good stretching techniques, strengthening. And for a lot of folks, even just finding that good balance on a single foot, we tend to see that a lot of folks with plantar fasciitis have very poor single leg balance. So that actually really comes into play.
Right. So if somebody's coming to the Foot and Ankle Centers and they're looking at you as a physical therapist, and their regimen is going to differ from the next person to the next person to the next person, because you're dealing with all kinds of different factors, beginning with age, the gender, size and type of the foot, and how severe or not severe maybe the plantar fasciitis might be. There's all these factors to go into, so no one program is going to be the same for everybody, right?
Exactly. Exactly, exactly, Chris. And to me, that's such a huge part of physical therapy. And what we do is we try to do a detailed examination and use input from Dr. Bishop and Dr. Pett to tailor that individualized treatment program. So no two patients are treated exactly the same, but we're always looking at the feedback that we receive from patients too. Hey, how did that work last time? Did you notice a difference when we tried that new exercise or that new hands-on technique? And certainly getting our hands on patients and spending a lot of time directly working on the foot with our hands, there's really no substitute for that.
Exactly. Nick, we appreciate your time once again and giving us a little bit of insight into the physical therapy aspect here of plantar fasciitis. And we'll look forward to talking to you down the road here again, I hope, okay?
Okay, great, Chris. Thank you.
All right, you're welcome. And that's Nick Liberatore, physical therapist at the Foot and Ankle Centers in Yorkville and Morris, working hand in hand with Dr. Thomas Rapet and Dr. Paul Bishop. You've been listening to Feet First. And of course, if you want to get more information about physical therapy and the MedFoot Spa at the Foot and Ankle Centers in Yorkville and Morris, just visit them online at footandanklecenters.com. That's footandanklecenters.com online. And join us again next week for another edition of Feet First, brought to you by our good friends at the Foot and Ankle Centers in Yorkville and Morris.